I'm just testing to see where I have to have this mic without it freaking out, I guess.
I'm going to attach it to the top of my hat. How does that sound?
All right, it sounds fine for now. How you guys doing? It's Ninja from Above. Today we're going over Five Nights at Freddy's, the animatronic horror movie that just came out. It's available, I believe, on Peacock on the 27th is when it came out. All right, so minor and major spoiler alerts before we get into that. I just want to make sure everybody knows. I don't try to spoil, but sometimes when I go off on my rant, I end up spoiling inevitably, and I just want to make sure that that's covered so you guys aren't, don't gripe. I'm telling you there's spoilers now. The first thing we're going to get into is going to be the characters of the Five Nights at Freddy's world inside of the movie. I'm going to be honest with you, Mike, the main protagonist in the story, it was pretty good, not bad. And I do like the actor. I can't remember the actor's name. He's played in quite a few movies, but he does a fantastic job playing Mike, the security guard in Five Nights at Freddy's. The little girl, I don't know who she is. She's the sister to our main protagonist. Also, wonderful job. She did fantastic. All of the characters actually did a fantastic job. You got Matthew Lillard, who, I mean, his character's wonderful. But we'll get into that. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. As far as the world building went, the world was phenomenal. As far as the story went, in terms of like character development, amazing. Backstory was incredible. They did a really good job overall with all of the aspects to the movie. There's only like one or two things that I have a problem with, and we'll get into that, of course. I will say the CGI looked very realistic in the movie. So when they're inside of the animatronics and, you know, all the CGI, I mean, if there was any CGI, I'm sure there was, there had to be, but people did play inside of the suits for Bonnie and Freddy and all the characters. But I mean, it almost looked like they were just chilling, you know, like actual people just chilling. So I don't know how much of it was actually suits versus how much of it was CGI render. Here's where I'm going to get into some minor spoilers, so if you're not ready for that, then, you know, obviously, go ahead, take off, I'll catch you in the next one. If you are ready, here we go. So your story starts off here, basically, as Mike. You find out Mike has kind of a thing for being overprotective of kids. You don't know why at first. It's kind of a mystery. He works as a security guard at the mall. Matthew Lillard's character is like his boss, or kind of like a guy to help him, like a guidance counselor almost, to help him find another job within the areas, I guess, of his town or district. He lives with his sister in their house. Their parents are no longer with them. The aunt she's not evil, but she's a douchebag. You know, she's trying to take custody of the sister away from our hero, Mike. So that's kind of like the plot around the entirety of the movie, right? Is just, that's the plot. That's it. Basically, main protagonist needs a job. He loses his crap as a security guard, being overprotective of kids. Has to find a new job. Matthew Lillard helps him find a new job. He starts working at Freddy's Pizzeria, right? This is where I don't really care much for the story. So the girl, his sister, has invisible friends, right? That she apparently knows are ghosts. So that's just strange in its own setting. But I didn't know what relevance that had to do with the story whatsoever. I mean, it would be weird for her to not have this ability in any other sense. So she's like a medium or like a psychic. They can talk to spirits. And they can, actually, both kids are, to be honest with you. But, I mean, you don't see that Mike has that capability. I think it's more of the pizzeria reaching out to Mike than Mike reaching out to the pizzeria. But anyway, his sister is able to see things in, like, her dreams. And she talks to ghosts. And she draws stuff down on paper, which I... If they didn't give that character that trait, they wouldn't have been able to make the movie the way that they did. Which is, I understand why they did that. But it was just very frustrating because it's like, why? Why do you have this girl that can talk to spirits? And specifically, spoilers, specifically talk to these spirits of these kids from the pizzeria. Like, she's been talking to him the entire time, I guess, which doesn't really make any sense, because why and how? And why did she know these kids? You know what I mean? It's just weird. That, like, that aspect was very strange. That aspect kind of was off-putting, but it wasn't too off-putting to the point where it made me want to stop watching the movie. So it was one of those, I was looking at it, and I'm like, okay, they kind of gave her, like, Plarmer. Right? But it's not too bad to the point where I want to just give up and chuck up the movie, right? So when Mike starts working over at the pizzeria, he finds out about the kids that got abducted and were killed and put into the suits, yada, yada, yada. He actually doesn't find out any of that until he brings his sister with him because he loses the babysitter. So he no longer has a babysitter to babysit his sister. He takes his sister over to the pizzeria. She finds out that the Five Nights at Freddy's characters or the animatronics are alive. She starts hanging out with him. Mike gets all freaked out. Doesn't understand how this could happen. And this is where we'll move into like another spoiler. You have this police officer named Vanessa. And I guess it's Vanny from... my daughter was telling me it's Vanny from... Security breach, right? So she comes along and she starts hanging out with Mike just to find out how things are going on the forefront out of nowhere for no reason. She speaks in cryptic messaging the entire time. She's a good actress. I've seen her in other movies. She's a very good actress, but in this specific movie, she is the reason why it was like I had to dumb the number down, right? So it was at like a 9. It was a really good movie, but hearing her talk in cryptic messaging for half of the movie was infuriating. So I went ahead and just dropped down that score from like a 9 to an 8. And then, of course, the psychic thing kind of got me, so I brought it down to a 7.5, right? So, that's why we're sitting here. Everything else was great. It was just, her character was very cryptic the entire time. So, she spends the whole entire half of the movie saying, I can't. If only you knew. If I could save you, I would. But it's too late. But he's coming. Well, who the hell is he? And why the hell is he coming? And why the hell didn't you tell us about him before all this, you know, stuff started? Anyway, that her talking was very frustrating, right? So, like, watching one full scene with her for, like, a 10-minute scene with her was, like, pulling teeth. It was so annoying that I just had to drop down the score a little bit. Actually, majorly because of that. And she plays such a huge role in the movie. She plays a huge role. She comes along, she tries to help you out, then she, out of nowhere, just, if you come back here with her, I'll shoot you in the head. Well, first of all, you're a police officer, so you can't say that, right? That's, I get it, it's movie magic, whatever. But at the same time, you're over-exaggerating. There's absolutely no need for any of that. Because they were having a normal conversation about 5 minutes prior. Now all of a sudden she's talking about killing him. I don't understand. So then moves in. He's like, okay, screw it. I'll listen to her. I'm not going to bring my sister back to the pizzeria because the animatronics are getting too close, right? They're liking my sister. My sister's liking them. So I'm not going to go ahead and let them get their way, right? They could be dangerous. I mean, Mike's smart. The whole time he's like, yeah, they could be dangerous. And he was right. They freaking are, right? So he goes back on his own. He goes back into this dream. So the reason why he has this dream is because, and the reason why he's so overprotective of kids is because back in the day, when he was a young boy, he went ahead and was going camping with his family. While he was going camping with his family, his brother got abducted. They never found the man who abducted him, and so he's been looking ever since. And he read an article or some type of subreddit somewhere that says if you relive you can relive every single memory or moment of your life to the finest detail and look back into that memory and try to see the person's, like, the people, just everything. It's all in your memory, right? So he remembered everything, the color of the car, what spilled on the ground, but he could never remember the man's face. And then when he starts going to the pizzeria, he starts seeing the same ghost that his sister was talking to the entire movie. That was where my psychic thing was like, are you, you're kidding, right? So she just had to be psychic in order for this to work. So that was a little bit of a frustrating point. So he goes back to talk to the kids in his dream. He finally finds out that the kids want to take his sister from him, and they will give him the memory of being with his brother for all times, which I'm guessing is just saying that they're going to kill him and take his sister, right? So he's like, no, you can't have her, and comes out of dreamland. He's all scratched up and bruised and battered and all that other stuff. The animatronics come after him. They about kill him, but he's got Plarmer, so he's not dying today, right? So then Vanessa swoops in, saves him, goes ahead, patches him up a little bit, and that's where there's like a 10-minute scene of her basically saying she can't go because he might be there, and who knows, and yada, 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 cryptic messaging, cryptic this, cryptic that. He's like, what are you talking about? Just tell me the name of the guy. And now he's like, who is the name of the guy who took my brother? Because this person apparently knows more than she's letting on to know. Well, Vanessa apparently is the daughter to Matthew Lillard's character, which is William Alford. And if you know anything about the Five Nights at Freddy's lore, William Alford is the guy who killed all the kids, and then they inevitably turn him into Springtrap. Believe me, I've had to look up the lore and talk to my daughter about it. Anyway, that's what it is. Side note, I thought it was really cool that they invited a bunch of YouTubers that follow Five Nights at Freddy's lore down to, like, the teeth to play a part in the movie. They all did wonderfully. As soon as Matt Pat show up, I was like, oh my god, no way, he's actually in there. Yeah, but they're in there. Markiplier is not in the movie. I know everybody's going to be wondering if Markiplier's in the movie. He's not. He was actually too busy. If you actually go back and watch Markiplier's video, he makes a video response on it. He was busy working on his movie, Iron Lung, which I will be watching because it's Markiplier, and he seems awesome. So, Iron Lung, he was busy making that at the same time of Five Nights at Freddy's, so there was a scheduling conflict, so now Markiplier is not in the movie. I thought it was funny, Jacksepticeye is not in the movie either. I thought maybe they'd get Jack in there, but I don't know, maybe something happened with that. Anyway, thought that was a cool side note, just wanted to include it. Back to where we were, so go ahead, goes in, he's like, I'm going back. I'm going back. Now, you don't know who William Alford is, right? You don't know that that is Matthew Lillard's character, right? You just know that it's the Golden Rabbit, right? Everybody's talking, or the yellow rabbit or whatever. They're like, oh, it's the yellow rabbit. It's the yellow rabbit. So nobody really knows what you're talking about other than, oh, the yellow rabbit is going around kidnapping kids, killing them over at this pizzeria. And she's like, well, he's my dad. And so he's like, oh, well, you knew about my brother. She's like, I did not know about your brother. I really didn't. But, I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him, right? Which I also thought was weird because the way that they set it up, it was almost as if William Offer, if he did kidnap and kill his brother, wouldn't he have been one of the animatronics? I was thinking about that, but I guess not, because it was all different kids. Yeah, I thought that was a weird one. I wasn't sure why he would kidnap his brother specifically and not do anything with him, because obviously the other kids' bodies and souls were put into the animatronic. So I was like, okay, well, where's his brother's body? You know, where's his brother's spirit? Why isn't he in one of these if that's what William Offer was doing? Anyway, they followed the story of William Offer pretty good. I will be completely honest with you, except for it didn't happen. So by the book standard, they were all spirits when they got William Offer to basically commit suicide and, you know, inside of the Springtrap costume. But in the movie, the ending was a little weird. I'm going to go into that because that's where we're at in the movie. You've pretty much watched the entire movie at this point with me in 16 minutes, okay? So we're going to go over the ending. And just let me know what you think, because it's kind of, it's good, but at the same time, it has a lot to do with the girl and her psychic abilities, and it's like, oh God, here we go. So we're nearing the end of the movie. Our hero, runs back to the pizzeria to save his sister, because while he was being patched up by Vanessa, who was speaking in the most cryptic messages I've ever seen since they tried to translate the original text from the Bible, the sister was being lured back into the pizzeria by Freddy and his friends so that they could turn her into an animatronic. So he gets there just in the nick of time. They're about to put her into a costume, and he gets there. He finds out the only way to deal with them is short-circuiting all their wires. So he starts using a bunch of electric prods and stun guns that Vanessa gave him. But Vanessa didn't come. Vanessa said no, because if he's there, I won't be able to deal with him. So I'm like, okay, I guess that, yeah, you could be an issue. Alright, adios. So, he heads out, starts electrocuting Freddy and friends, gets his sister, starts heading out. They get separated for a moment. Sister's being tracked by Foxy, which is like every kid's dream, because every kid loves Foxy. Out of nowhere, a hand reaches out to pick up the sister, and who is it other than, oh, you guessed it, Vanessa, who had a change of character trait and decided she's going to come help, even though her father is directly in front of her, the yellow rabbit, right? That's when the mask is lifted and they reveal that it was William Alford's character, I'm sorry, it was Matthew Lillard's character, William Alford, the entire time. He was the guy inside of the costume. So he stabs Vanessa, right? She was more of a distraction than anything. It wasn't like she really did anything to help the characters other than distract her father and the Five Nights at Freddy's crew from attacking them. So she just came in to be the hero and ended up just being a distraction. Well, all that's going on, you find out that the animatronics are being controlled by William because he holds this power over them where he created them, so he's able to control what they do. So with a quickness, the brother says, Mike, our main protagonist, tells his sister, he says, show them what he did to them. So the sister in the fastest response time possible, was able to draw a photo of every single kid being killed by William Alford in the golden bunny suit and slap it up on a tack board. And the second she slapped that up on a tack board, all the animatronics turned their attention from Mike and his sister over to William Alford, and now they're mad because they're like, oh, he killed us. He turned us into these things. And don't get me wrong, Matthew Lillard did an amazing job. His character was fantastic. It was a plot twist that, I mean, I saw it coming, but there was a possibility he didn't. So now that he's been defeated, he starts screaming at all the ghosts of the kids inside of the animatronics and telling them, I made you, I'm the best. You can't do anything to me. You can't touch me. And so he, I guess, it was the cupcake. The cupcake bit his side, which activated the spring trap inside of the animatronic suit. And it actually showed, like, all the puncturing into the body and turning him into Springtrap, because that's inevitably what happens in the series, which I thought it was a nice thing to do, to be honest with you, to continue to keep up with the series. So Vanessa's on the ground, sister made the picture, just standing proudly in front of it. Five Nights and Friends are just standing over Matthew Lillard as he puts on the Springtrap costume. The Springtrap costume goes off and he's bleeding out on the floor. Freddy and his friends bring the Springtrap, the new Springtrap, into another room and kind of drop him into the kitchen and just leave him to die. That's pretty much like how they wrap that whole thing up. So then they leave. They go and visit Vanessa in the hospital, which I don't understand why, because, I mean, it was pointless, to be completely honest with you. His sister go to meet her. They make amends. Oh, everything's hunky-dory. And at the end, she says, the sister asked her brother, hey, can we go back and see my friends? Because no one's there to take care of them. Which is where I think everything might pick up at this point. If they do decide to do another one, obviously they don't know about Springtrap at this time. So Springtrap is now an enemy or a thing at the pizzeria that nobody would know about, because it was kind of like an off-screen death type of ordeal. So, honestly, the only two things that bugged me were the psychic abilities of the kid and Vanessa's cryptic messaging every time she hit the screen. Other than that, fantastic movie. Did wonderful, which is why I gave it a 7.5 or an 8, right? Like I said, the graphics were good. Even the gory scenes were tasteful, if that makes sense. It wasn't like overly gory. It wasn't underly gory. I mean, they made the death scenes for the characters, they made them very, very tasteful. It was all right. It wasn't too bad the way that they did it. You know, it's definitely, you could tell some of the scenes were made for a younger audience, and then they pushed the limit a little bit on some of the scenes, and it was like, okay, I see what you did there. That was pretty good. The brother decides he's going to start living in the moment rather than living in the past due to everything that happened with him and his sister at the pizzeria, and the end. We're all happy. Then it cuts to the credits, and then post-credits, there's a scene with Balloon Boy popping up in the taxi drivers, which I found out is a YouTuber. I can't remember which YouTuber it is. I'm sorry I don't watch him, but Balloon Boy just pops up in the passenger seat, indicating that there should be a second movie. Overall, I think they did a fantastic job. Character development was great. The whole movie narrative, the story narrative was great. Everything was great. It was just a good overall movie. And if you're a fan of Five Nights at Freddy's, you should like it. I heard that it got really bad reviews, and I don't understand why, because I didn't see any problems with it, but maybe that's just because I'm not as much of a fan. Like, I'm I'm kind of on the fence about Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, I'm on one side of the fence and it's pretty good, and then I'm on the other side of the fence where it's like, oh, okay, all right. I mean, like, it's a story, I guess. Overall, really good movie. I would say go watch it. If you haven't seen it, it is good. It's definitely something worth watching. 7.5, 8 out of 10. Yeah, no gripes from me. Ninja approved video. So, yeah, that's going to do it for my little movie review. If you guys like this, make sure you leave a like, subscribe for more content. I don't really know how I'm going to do this. By the way, recording this with a Magic Pop mic. So if you guys are interested in the Magic Pop mic, I will put my code down in the YouTube video in the referral. So you guys can use my link to grab you some Magic Pops. They are pretty cheap, affordable, and they sound pretty good. I mean, if you barely hear any background noise, I didn't edit this at all. So hopefully you guys like it. I'll catch you guys in the next one.